Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Monkeypox, the virus that bugged out, continues to disappoint. This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of the 31st of August 2022. If I were a teacher and I was giving monkeypox its end of term report, I think I would be along the lines of has potential but could do better. And indeed, it does seem that it is the end of the term for monkeypox. According to the World Health Organization, cases have just declined by 21%. I also see that Global Health News, running out of things to say about it, is simply putting up links to old stories it ran last week. Concomitantly with the decline of monkeypox, it seems that the monkeypox vaccine strategy is hitting its own buffers. There's such a shortage of the Jynneos vaccine being used in the United States that they're trying to eke it out by taking 5 shots from each vial, but it's not working, and they're still running out. Likewise, the antiviral Tpox, which is being used as a treatment, is running out. Gay men are being turned away from clinics and say that they have no clear guidance on what to do. I think I have some advice, but they may not wish to hear it. And it is hard times for sex workers, with one exotic dancer saying that if she cannot make contact with her clients, she will lose 95% of her income. Naturally, we must not stigmatise anyone with monkeypox unless we are the Guardian, which claims that seeing someone with monkeypox lesions on their face leads people to freaking out. It is just as well that the average man or woman on the street has very little chance of seeing someone with monkeypox because, as we have repeatedly pointed out in these pages, hardly anyone has it. Meantime, scientists continue to agonise over the name. I don't know why they don't just get on with it and call it colonial pox, as it won't stigmatise anybody who matters. There is what is being referred to as the nuclear option, which would involve breaking out stockpiled ACAM2000 smallpox vaccine, which is made for use in the case of biological warfare attack. It's hard to understand what's stopping them. It is reported that this vaccine has dangerous side effects like heart inflammation. How strange, as I'm sure that there's another vaccine with a similar side effect, which is currently being rolled out unabated. Also, apparently, this vaccine cannot be administered to immunocompromised people, such as those with HIV. Thus, it's clear who is meant to survive in the event of a biological warfare attack. In other monkeypox news, the virus has finally reached all 50 states of the US, with Wyoming weighing in with a single case. It must have been such a relief not to be left out of the monkeypox story. Elsewhere, gay bars are playing a role in fighting monkeypox, which seems only fair given that they may have played a role in spreading it. And in one of those you simply could not make it up stories, the Pentagon has mandated monkeypox vaccines, but only for naval personnel. I'm sure that no stereotyping was intended.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.